The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The Trapper Mitochen with Palmosa. Shalom uvracha to everybody. Chodesh Nisan. Everybody is cleaning up the houses and the sun is shining and the trees are blossoming. For those who didn't say it yet, it's the time to say the Birus Ha'ilonos. Shembor Ha'ilonos Toivos. V'henes behem ne'odom. Isn't that amazing? Hashem created the world without any without trees, without the fruit, without the flowers, without the leaves, all that beauty. But Hashem wants us to have Hanor. That's what we say in the Brocha, and we pay attention to it. A girl who sees a tree flowering, everyone doesn't pay attention to it. We see a schatcha, something new, and anything new that happens attracts us. That's the nature of the Jewish people. That's why it says the Jewish people are compared to the moon. The moon is not constant. It grows, it shrinks, disappears, starts again. Always in motion, always dynamic. That's us. We have a dynamic relationship with the Kodesh Vohu. We have our ups and we do have our downs, but then we come up again. That's what Kali shows about. We never fall completely. Sheva Yipol HaTzadik. The Tzadik will fall 7 times. Come, he'll get up again. Yitzhak Kutner asked, well, he fell 7 times, you're still calling him a Tzadik? And he answered, yes, because if he gets up again, that's a Tzadik. And we all have an afilus that we get up again and say, you know, I'm never going to give up. I'm going to make it. That brings us a success in life. So that's where we're in the Chodesh of Nisan. And it's another thing to be thankful for. I remember last year there was a whole problem. People weren't leaving their houses, so they wanted to make a bracha on Ilonis. And not every person has a fruit tree growing in his backyard. So they had a whole discussion. They had a truck with a flowering tree going around the city. I don't know if they had Beit Shemesh in Yerushalayim. They had, and there's a whole discussion. Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha? That's where we were, all locked up in our homes. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're able to go out and go around. Chazdei Hashem. So we were talking about one's basic sustenance, his health. Together with that is his panasa also. The Chavos HaVavos says it's important for a person always not to put his bitochen in the emtsoi, the medium through which he makes his panasa. He has a business. Let's say it's a successful business. Don't think that, oh, this business is a great business. I'm a genius. I'm successful. Thank Hashem that he gave you a way of having panasa. Happened to be that he gave you the opportunity to use this way to make the money. But it's not you, and it's not the thing itself. Because if we don't do that, then we get ourselves into trouble. We put our whole faith in the business, and then Hashem says, you're putting your faith in the business, let's see what happens. Yeah. But we have to thank Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, he gave me the panosa. And we didn't work for naught. There's a nice, which I heard once from the Baal Shem Tov, that there was a person who used to watch.
Kol HaLashon.
Draw water. And when they came to the Baal Shem Tov and he was complaining that I'm already 70 years old and I still have to schlep the water every day. It's so hard for me. And okay, that was under that. And a few days later, the same person comes back to him and says, Baal Shem Tov, Baruch Hashem, I'm 70 years old, look, I still have the kriches to draw water and have a panosa, have what to eat, I have my basic needs. Now, that's the end of the story. It's all a matter of attitude. A person pays attention to the fact that everything is a matana from Hashem. It's such a wonderful feeling. And even if he has to work hard, but Mamaisa, after that work, Hashem gives him. He said, one of the Chassidim says, I'm surprised that a person who gives to his friend something which Hashem was gracious that this person should get, and the whole time he's reminding the other person about all the favors he's doing for him. Like sometimes you have even a business, a boss, he's always saying, oh, I'm giving you guys parnasa, yeah, I expect so much from you, you have to be thankful to me, you have to do whatever I want. A person is disconnected from Bitochen Hashem. Because the boss is not giving the parnasa, Hashem is giving the parnasa. If anything, the boss should thank Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, he was mezakim for the medium to help people. Another way around also, the worker towards his boss, obviously he has to have a kosher tois, but not think that the boss is the one who's run. They're not communists. If you think the boss is around the world, you do everything he tells you to do. And if not, if he does something that is incorrect, halachically, so you tell him, no, what can I do? I can't do that thing. Generally speaking, if a person really has his ekronot traits, everything works out. It's always like that. I'm not afraid to say the truth and be honest. Then we will have this Shnayim. Yeah. And a person, when a person is trying his parnasa in one way and it's not working out, they also shouldn't get distraught and frustrated from it. They should know that Hashem has everything set up for him. And Hashem wants him to go through this frustration. And Bezrat Hashem, he'll get past it, but he'll always have what he needs. Because Hashem will find, and maybe has even already found him, the way to his parnasa. It's not the way he's going. I remember somebody told me once that he was frustrated at his parnasa. And he went to Rav Steinem, and he said, Rav Steinem, I made a nice amount of money in the past, but the last few years, business is not making money. I want to retire. So after the discussion, it came out there's no really good reason to retire other than get out of the frustration that the business isn't making the money he wants it to make. So Shannon tells him, you should know one thing. Frustration doesn't come from the business. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes wants us to go through certain frustrations. And if Hashem wants you to go through frustrations, it won't help staying in this business, leaving the business for retirement. You'll have those frustrations until Hashem decides that you pass that rebellion of frustrating situations. So there's no reason to leave what you're doing if it's the right thing to do just because it's frustrating. I mean, it's Hashem, down to Hashem, that you get past that frustrating state and everything should go smoothly. We should have next few weeks and the rest of our lives, specifically now, potentially frustrating situations. Just remember always, this was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not from me, not from her, not from him, and not from the children, not from the neighbors, not from the boss, whatever it is. Set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu and take it in good spirits and give Hashem with that. It'll be a beautiful way of preparing yourself for Chag HaPesach HaBoleinu L'Toyiv.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.